This is Weekend Breakfast.
You got Tanya Hennessy and Jenny Lakey.
And also Dave Hughes.
Oh, get around it.
This is huge. This is exactly as my wife deals with our son and a number of his friends in the lounge room. I'm tucked away in the spare bedroom just hanging out with you guys. I like it.
With the guise of work.
Definitely, yeah. So silence, really.
We heard / saw on your Twitter that you got a upgrade with your flight, and I, as a poor radio announcer, am keen to hear the secrets, good sir.
Yeah, well, I did. It was a very stressful moment. I was at LAX, coming back from the Montreal Comedy Festival. I'd already had a 6-hour flight. I put my boarding pass, gave it to the person. They went to scan it and it went bim, bim, or whatever it goes. And I thought, here we go. I'm going to get the gloves up the backside. And, what's wrong? I said, we need to speak to you. And they were quite stern. So when I walked over to some sort of a corner thinking I'm about, get back, put a screen around me. And then when they said, you've been upgraded to first class, it was a good moment. I won't deny that. It was a great moment.
It's a bloody great moment. What happens in first class?
They tuck you in. They make your bed up. It's really like being... To be honest, it's like when you end up at a friend's house and he says, you want to stay the night? And you go, fair enough. And they make up the couch. So they put a sheet on the couch and give you their spare doona. And they sort of say, you okay there? And you go, yeah, I'm okay. And then the TV's there as well. So, I wouldn't want to pay for it, to be honest. But when it's free, you'll bloody take it with both hands.
30 grand or something.
It's crazy. You'd have to have so much money to actually decide to do that out of your own pocket. That's just ridiculous. But, as I said, if someone's offering it to you for free, you're not going to say no, even though you've just flown your whole family to Japan economy a couple of weeks before that, and your wife might not be happy that you're going in first class on your own.
So you didn't do anything special, because my theory is, right, Hughesy, that no one gets a free upgrade. It's just not a thing, because I think people go up all the time and go, hey, can I get a free upgrade? They're like, yeah, no, thank you, bye.
If you ask, you don't get it.
No.
No, I'm quite well known to Australians, obviously. Not obviously, but anyway, I am. And I front foot it when I'm on a plane. I look when I walk on and I'm booked for economy, I sort of look left. I go, it's pretty empty up there.
Yeah.
It's lonely up there in business class.
And they don't.
They give you nothing.
Nothing.
Someone will come back to me and say, we'll look after you. And I'm like, great. And then what does that mean? I don't drink. So being looked after means I get 6 extra bottles of water, which is,
that's not a gift.
Well, it's just annoying because then I've got to try to find somewhere to put them. But, look, I didn't do anything for it. Afterwards, I did a tweet about it, but that was after the fact and there was no pressure. And I think basically Qantas are getting hassled now. They probably didn't want me to tweet about it because now everyone's going, well, where's my upgrade? Where's
well, you're
my
not upgrade? Wrong. That's why we're doing this segment this morning.
Yeah.
Qantas, where's my upgrade? No, but we want to know on 131060 is a thing. Have you ever successfully gotten an upgrade from whatever airline? I just don't believe it happens. I think, Hughesy, you're a celeb, so you've probably snuck in there, but I just do not think it happens on a normal day to
I think
normal
he's
person.
Racked up heaps of frequent flyer points, and that's why the beep went off. So, righto, we've got a VIP here.
Look, this guy. I definitely have racked up frequent flyer points, no doubt about it, but I tell you, they're bloody rare as hen's teeth, so I would love to hear myself how people can, swingle their way up there because they're bloody tight. They're a massive profit. So, let it trickle down. Trickle down economics. Put everyone in first class.
You're not wrong.
There's got to be some sort of secret. Thank you, Hughesy.
Yeah.
It can't be the only way. Can't just be that you're a very successful comedian flying around the world as a full-time job. There's got to be a way that the average Joe can get up there as well.
You're right.
Two questions,
Jess.
How did you do it and is it possible? 131060.
All right.
Thanks, Hughesy.
Cheers, guys.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Just spoke to Dave Hughes before about his upgrade. We want to know.
Tanya and Lakey want to know, is it a thing?
Yes. Have you ever gotten a flight upgrade for free? I don't believe it's possible. Dave Hughes got one. Mm. He's a celebrity.
Mm.
Makes sense. I just don't know if normals can.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like a fairy tale to me. Not saying that good things can't happen and sneaky upgrades can be done accidentally. Have you ever had a flight where the people sitting next to you get moved somewhere else and then you've got a full three-seater in economy to yourself.
Nice.
To me, that's better than business.
So true.
I had a four. I had a middle four once, and I put up all the armrests.
Yes, and
that was my business.
That's almost better than business.
It is. It's seriously. You've got a longer leg room for a lanky, limberous man like me.
And
I'll take that any day.
The money of business.
Yep. So good. I love that. That's my upgrade, and that's happened to me once.
I would just be interested to know if it's possible. And
oh, yeah.
I'm not talking like you upgraded with your points or whatever. Like, I want to know if you upgraded, as in got to the airport, maybe made a joke to the assistant, or the assistant, the people who work there, and said, oh, can I get an upgrade? And they went, yes.
Yeah. Mitchell in Queensland, what happened to you?
Hey, guys. So mine wasn't technically like a free upgrade, but it was pretty good what happened. So it was on a flight from Brisbane to Perth, a red-eye flight, actually. Mm-hmm. I didn't put in a request or anything, but Qantas actually emailed me 2 days before the flight and said, hey, we want you to bid your price.
Oh, so, I've seen that, yeah.
Yes. So it was on one of their, like, actually pretty good business class, stuff that they have. And I put in the lowest possible points, which was like 5,000 points. And then I think it was like the lowest, this was over a year ago now, but it was the lowest possible cash value as well. So it was like only, I think I paid $200 or something for the upgrade from economy to business, and only 5,000 points, which is...
That's not bad.
Yeah. Not really anything at all.
And Brisbane to Perth, that's the best domestic business flight you want as well.
Yeah.
That's the long one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it was on one of the A330s compared to one of their older aircraft as well. So it was,
I find it funny when people know things about planes, by the way. Mitchell, Ellie, the producer of this show, she's the same. She like tracks flights, by the way. Do you know that? She like messages me and she goes, what flight number are you on? I'm not even kidding. And I'm like, I'm on this number. And she's like, cool, I'm tracking you. I'm like, girl, what are you doing at work? Clearly not working. Ooh. Thanks, Mitch. I don't know if that counts, by the way.
Well, it's a starting point. It's a launch pad for Lucy in New South Wales. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yes, good girl. We are interested to know, is it a thing?
I actually thought that this, like, could never happen to anyone because you always hear about it.
Exactly.
But I was in Vancouver, actually, and I was flying to London. And I got to the airport like super early, which is so unlike me, but I did. And they said to me, oh, there's an earlier flight, so we might be able to get you on it. And I tried, like I sort of sat and waited for ages. And I was just waiting. And I went back up to the counter probably 45 minutes later. And they said to me, oh, sorry, we can't get you on that earlier flight, but it's an inconvenience for that 30-year business. And I was just kind of trying to keep like a straight face. I was like, oh, that's such a shame. I can't get on the earlier flight.
You were there to catch that flight in the first place. They didn't inconvenience you.
Yeah, so it was pretty funny. Like, I got on the plane and all the gadgets and things, like the seat, you know, sort of going up and back and,
and they
forward
give
and
you
down.
Glass.
And the girl next to me would have just seen, like, who is this person?
I know. I always think that too. I flew business Canberra to Sydney. And it was a 20-minute flight. And I just knew everyone else on the plane was like, we know you're poor.
Yeah, exactly. So I had like tracking on.
Yeah, exactly, girl. You're relatable.
Well, there we go.
Also got a message here from Jodie. She messaged us on Facebook and she said she got an upgrade to business class when she had a toddler and she was struggling with morning sickness from her second child.
Oh,
so,
I see.
I mean, you can't use that one.
If anyone would like to donate a toddler for me.
I was going
to
say be pregnant.
I could try.
You could well.
I'll give it a red hot crack if it's a business flight at the end of it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'd do anything for real cutlery.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I want to ban my mum from something, and she's probably listening.
Great.
But I'd like to ban her from all social media. In fact, I'd like to ban almost every parent from social media. Don't you find it annoying?
I find it very cringeworthy when my mum sort of posts these certain things that she thinks is pretty cool.
It's like they don't understand the nuance of Facebook. Mm. Like, I don't know, does your mum do this? Does she like posts terrible photos? I went to London with her, right? She took a picture of a McDonald's bin. We were near the Big Ben, you know, the Thames, the London Eye. And she takes a picture of the McDonald's bin and then uploads it to Facebook and goes, it's different over here. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, do you know what I mean? That's not a good photo, regardless, you know? And people are like, oh, it looks like you had a great time, Jen. No one said, where's Westminster Abbey?
Yeah, right.
Like, they're all so supportive.
She is nailing into an untapped market. There's not much bin content getting around on Facebook, I've noticed.
For good reason. And then she does things like shares and comments on very obvious scam stuff. And then she's, you know when you get those DMs and they're like chain mail? share this with five people or put a love heart on someone's. I'm like, Mum, get off. She's driving me insane. Or sometimes she'll see, you know, memes and pictures of dogs or something and she'll comment but not tag anyone. She'll be like, yeah, I saw this picture. No, it was a video of a dog on a Roomba. And Mum writes underneath it, that dog's stuck on there. You know, like, who is she talking to? Like, you tag people. You don't weirdly comment.
Does she comment on very famous people's Facebook stuff and treat it like they're actually reading it?
Yeah.
It's nothing better than someone writing a personal congratulatory to the Kardashians expecting a reply.
Yeah. Looking good, Kim. Like, what are you? You don't know her. Tag someone. That's the tea. Like, what are you doing? But then I saw this and it made me feel better. One of my friend's mothers posted this. So it was a picture of her. And then someone's written here, you look great in this photo. She's written back, oh, thank you so much. How are you? And this is what I'm saying about parents on Facebook. This person's written back, looks like they're in their 60s or 70s. I'm well. I'm just coming up for a visit in August. Looking forward to that. Did you know my dad had an affair for 20 years? My dad pretended to be such a family man. He was no family at all. It's like, what the hell? They were so different toward each other. So sad. Anyway, see you at Chrissy. They don't understand Facebook. Get off. If you're over 60, it's not for you.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
The first time I heard this, I couldn't figure out if I absolutely loved it or absolutely hated it. I've been doing a bit more listening and I've decided I'm all about this. This is ASMR. If you don't know what that
is. What is that?
Sort of audio sensory meridian response.
I've seen it on Instagram.
Yes, they're getting very popular on YouTube and Instagram, these videos where it's a very high quality microphone turned up to its maximum level. So it picks up all these tiny little bits of audio that you wouldn't usually hear. And for 50% of the population, this is very nice, very smoothing, very calming.
It's relaxing, isn't it?
Yeah. Kind of even excites me a little bit, this one that Selma Hayek's done. Yeah. I want to figure out, do you like this or do you loathe it? Because the other 50% get very stressed out about it.
Can I ask one more question about this? What's its purpose? Is it to be...
To relax.
Yeah, so it's like an anxiety, stress relief.
Like bubble wrap for your ears. You know how you like the slime videos?
Oh, I love a slime video.
This is my slime video.
Okay.
Have a listen to this.
Hi. I am Salma Hayek. This is a tostada. It's a tortilla that has been toasted. It's made out of corn.
You don't like that sound?
I hate this.
I love it.
I want to, like, take my headphones off.
I wish it had some guacamole.
Salma Hayek is so weird, just at the best of times.
How good is it?
No, I hate it.
I love it. I love it. I listen to that all day. The crunch, the high-quality crunch.
You're into it.
Her accent.
Is it relaxing
guacamole
to you?
Guacamole. I mean, it's more exciting than relaxing,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, you're like into it.
I am. But, I mean, a man can be relaxed and excited at the same time. I like it.
I hate it.
That's ASMR. Well, maybe you're not getting the full experience here. Now, what I'd like you to do is just sort of close your eyes whilst I take full use of my high-quality microphone.
And just, you're not wrong.
So it hurt.
These are good mics.
Very good indeed. Now, you just...
I've got my eyes shut. And I feel like... No.
Come on. Buy into it. I'm Danny Lakey, and this is my tostada.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
I wish it had some old El Paso. It's good, yeah? You like it?
I prefer when you do it.
Yeah, good. Here's another one. This is a Barocca.
Oh, that's really cool.
I wish it had some water with it. I wish it could be diluted.
Oh, I kind of like it when you do it.
Yeah? Okay. One final one. You love this one. This is the creme de la creme of the ASMR world.
I don't know.
World.
How could you beat the Barocca?
Okay. This is an egg.
Don't eat it.
I wish someone boiled it.
That's revolting.
It's great, isn't it?
Don't eat the raw shell.
I wish someone made it into an omelette. ASMR.
It's roaring in your beard. That is...
Put that in the podcast.
Oh,
therapeutic.
For no one. I want to be sick.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
So if you like to sleep, and who doesn't? Who is listening now going, oh, nah, not for me? Sleep is the best part of life. Oh, it's sad for me, isn't it? Oh, God.
Now, what? No, well, I'm interested because I wouldn't go as far as what you just did just then, but what's the best part of it when you're about to fall asleep?
Just being horizontal.
Yeah, but when you're asleep, you don't know you're asleep. That's yeah, but you're the catch.
But you're in pajamas.
Okay, so you like the magical moment before you sleep and after you sleep.
Yes.
Okay.
But if you would like to be a bedroom tester... Koala are going to pay you Koala mattresses. And I have a Koala mattress. She's a good mattress. Here's what you need to have or possess to gain this job. Can I just say this could not be a better job? And this is a legit job. This is on Airtasker. You can apply for this, right? You need to undertake nocturnal resting acceleration session. Oh, my God. With our ambassador and fatigue science expert, you need to sleep in a tracking bracelet. I mean... Wow. Heaven, fine. You need to maintain a sleep duration of 8 hours and record some videos of the duration for the duration of the study. And they just want to know if the mattresses are great and if they work for sleeping and whatever, whatever.
Great.
I just thought that just sounds like it was written for me, and it's good money. You just sleep for 8 hours, and they go, "Here's money."
What are they paying you?
$1,000.
Jesus.
I know. And I thought that actually sounds so written for me.
Mm.
You couldn't get any more specific to my skill set, which is nothing.
Mm.
Then I thought, if there was an ad written for my skill set, this is how it would read. Oh. We're looking for someone who will turn up to work being disheveled and tired. Mm. They will more often than not wash up after themselves in the office kitchen. They will also be proficient in sitting down and pretending like they're working, but more likely on Facebook. They should be across the Arnott's family assortment biscuits and feel the need to take those biscuits home from work.
Mm.
The successful applicant will be privy to having longer than needed lunch breaks, be drunk and emotional at the Christmas work party, have suspicious sick days around public holidays, steal office stationery, be willing to blame other staff members for their mistakes, be handsy with co-workers, and be late most days with a plethora of excuses.
Mm, yeah, that sounds like you.
It does sound like me.
Mm.
I, strangely enough, have that job. Sorry about being so handsy. Ooh, girl.
Put your hand off me and get that biscuit out of your mouth. That'd be great.
This is Weekend Breakfast.